You know, they say, hey, you know, it's got, you know, you shouldn't worry about privacy because, you know, if you have something to hide, you know, that's why you want privacy. But that's not true. You know, everybody should have privacy by default. Don't be afraid to get into privacy.
I'm here with Like Whoa. What's up, my man? How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Likewise. I missed your talk. Why don't you give us a quick recap? We're talking about phones, right?
We're talking about freedom phones, as I like to call them. Phones, they are the Google from, you know, companies that want to monitor your every move, see what you're doing, your likes, your dislikes. Pretty much, you know, a way to step away from surveillance.
Right on, right on. So are we talking about like de-Googling pixels here?
De-Googling using the Android open source project, the actual vanilla Android OS, which does not come with any of the Google services applications. So it's pretty much vanilla. You have pretty much what the phone manufacturers start out with. So they start out, you know, building drivers for these for their phones that they have on the Android kernel. So this is pretty much without all that.
Right on. So do you guys have like a company where people can buy these phones from you, or how does it work?
There's a few companies. I know one company is called Masushi Dial, where you can actually buy a Pixel phone. It's pre-flash with Calyx or Graphene OS, maybe. I'm not sure, but pretty much anybody can do it. You just get a Pixel phone. You install the drivers on your computer. You just plug it in. You know, you open up a terminal, follow instructions, everything's there.
So it's easy.
It's easy.
This is easy.
It's easy. It's just people don't want to put the effort into it. You know, you got that one step, you know. Once you get to that first step, just follow the instructions. Everything's there. It should work.
Okay, because I know a lot of people have been wanting to do this. They want to de-Google their phone. They buy the Pixel. And then they're like, oh, man, I don't know. This is going to be complicated.
You don't have to be a programmer. You just have to be able to read instructions, you know, plug your phone, you know, USB-C into your computer. It's not that hard. It's just don't make it seem as that hard. The problem with people is they like convenience, you know. They want things to be handed to them, and, you know, they want this phone to have everything that they want. So if you want privacy, you're going to have to put a little bit of effort. And once you put that effort in, you know, you're going to enter into a realm where, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, your voice being recorded 24/7, you know, your location being transmitted to advertisers, you know, your conversations being dropped in by, you know, whatever phone manufacturer is doing that.
Yeah, that's scary, right? Everyone's walking around with a mass surveillance device.
And they are.
Here, look at me.
Everybody has a phone with GPS, you know. Everybody has a phone with, you know, Apple phone, iOS. You know, we don't know that operating system. You know, it's proprietary code. You know, you can't go in there and look at it. You can't tell if there's, you know, any type of surveillance happening in the background. You know, with Android and Google's together, those phones are very hard to turn off the listening device. So they're constantly listening, you know. Some people, you know, they don't understand this. Like, it always has to be listening to you because you're always going to say, you know, hello, Google, you know, hey, Siri, you know.
Oh, shit.
So the microphone is constantly on for it to be able to hear you say those words, you know. So for me, it's like I don't got nothing to hide, but I also don't want me being monitored wherever I go.
Yeah,
I want that. I want to be able to, you know, go to a place and not having, you know, I don't need this company to know and then try to sell me whatever it is that store sold.
Right on. So if about this time in the conversation, you want to grab your phone and throw it out the window, maybe you should. Like, honestly, you should. Like, what the fuck are you doing with the mass surveillance mechanism in your pocket around your family and your loved ones? Like, seriously, ask yourself, what are you doing? And here we are with Like Whoa, and he's telling us, hey, it's easy. It's easy to get this thing done. You can do it for yourself. See, a lot of people, they see all these Google phones that are on the internet, and they're like, shit, man, I don't want to buy it from somebody because if I'm not trusting anybody, then what's to say that that guy doesn't put something on my phone?
Well, that's the good thing about these phones. So the firmware, you can overwrite the firmware on it, but you can't overwrite the firmware on the actual secure element. So Pixel phones specifically, they carry a chip. It's called the Titan M chip. And this chip is basically its own operating system, isolated from the rest of the operating system that's running, for instance, Android. But it runs in parallel with Android, and it pretty much manages all your passwords, all your sensitive data, all your verified boot, your encryption keys. It handles your PIN entry on your phone when it's locked. And it monitors the version of your OS. So, for instance, an attacker were to take your phone and flash a different OS on it with a vulnerability in it, the secure element already knows it's not going to let you use that phone. It's going to pretty much lock down your boot process, tell you, hey, this is an older version of your OS is trying to be run. So, and really, there's no way to tamper with this chip. Google itself has had a bounty out since 2015, and so far, no security company has actually shown a vulnerability with the secure element. So they haven't actually won that bounty.
Wow, so this is kind of like a clean Intel management chip on a Pixel.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. The same chip that's on a Pixel device, it's the same chip that Google uses for their data center servers. So all their servers and all their, you know, the data center has a secure element, that, and they use that just specifically for sensitive information, encryption, and management of, you know, customer data.
So it's funny how they take care of their shit, protecting their privacy, right?
Yes.
And here we are using their chip to protect our privacy.
Yes. I mean, if they're using it, then they must know what they're doing, right?
Right.
So, but the thing is, you can have Android, but if you have Android with Google services, then you lose your privacy in that sense, because Google is constantly, you know, you're the product. They make money off you. If they know everything that you want, whatever you like, don't like, where you're going, what you're buying, for how much, they're able to sell you things to their advertisers. So
that's crazy. Wow. So how did you get into this world of phones?
Pretty much, you know, it's just a need for privacy. I do a lot of stuff in Linux, so I do a lot of infrastructure stuff, a lot of automation, and I focus on hardening the OS, working with network devices. So it was natural for me. I mean, what's the one thing that you're always carrying around is your phone?
Yeah.
Everybody carries around their phones, and if your phone is a beacon to everybody else, you know, to see what you're doing, I mean, you know, they say, hey, you know, it's got, you know, you shouldn't worry about privacy because, you know, if you have something to hide, you know, that's why you want privacy. But it's not true. You know, everybody should have privacy by default.
Yeah, 100%. And thank you for doing the work that you do. So, okay, the big question everyone's asking right now, Calyx OS or Graphene OS?
I will say Calyx OS.
Why?
And
what's the difference here? Because there's a lot of people that are like, they've never even heard of these names.
Well, Calyx OS is not as hardened as Graphene OS, in my opinion. So Calyx OS is more in tune to vanilla Android. So they follow the Android open source project very closely. What Calyx OS has is, you know, they do have a bundle of their applications that comes with their ROM. So it's good for people who are not very technical, and it comes already, you know, pre-built with a VPN. They have a built-in firewall. They have, you know, OpenGPP. They have a lot of different things that you can use.
So Calyx is the way to go.
Right. Calyx is good if you want to just have it as your cold storage kind of like device. Don't use it much. For daily driver, I mean, the last one that I used, I ran into a lot of bugs. I switched over to Calyx. This is on a Pixel 6. So it might have changed, you know, from the time that I used it. But this was early on, so I give them that kind of credit. It was early on when, you know, it was available for the Graphene OS. So maybe it had a lot of bugs into it and I ran into it. But I switched over to Calyx.
So I get a lot of people telling me like, dude, the best to use is a Pixel 4. Pixel 4. And I guess there's a market out there and people are all like, Pixel 4, Pixel 4. I need a Pixel 4 in order to do it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Online it says Pixel 6. is available. So you can do it on a Pixel 6.
You can do it on a, you can do it on any Pixel phone. You want it, the minimum you want right now is probably like a 4.8 minimum. If you're going to do daily driver, I wouldn't suggest a 4.8. I would suggest a 5.8 and above. A 4.8, you can do like, you know, if you're not going to use it much, this is going to be your phone that has your Bitcoin wallet. You know, it's a cold storage device. And you're not going to use it much. You're not going to install a ton of applications. So for me, Pixel 6 with Calyx OS is good.
Dude, that's awesome. So let me ask you, are there any phones out in the market that you would say, man, these are awesome, and they're actually, for someone that doesn't want to do it themselves and they don't want to trust anyone doing it for them, that they can just go and buy that phone?
For me, I'm pretty sold on the Secure Element. So only Pixels have that. So I wouldn't. Personally, I wouldn't buy other phones.
Not even like the Purism?
No. I haven't gotten really good feedback on that. But, I mean, maybe that's just me. So, but yeah, I can't say I personally tried it. So I can't really give so much comment on that. So.
Yeah, they even have their own operating system, correct?
They do, yeah.
And then there's also the Pine Tree.
They have an Android fork, I think.
Yeah. And then there's like the Pine 64.
Pine 64, yeah.
What other ones are there?
That's supposed to be, somebody was telling me about some e-phone. Forgot what it was called, but I'm probably going to find them later on. They'll tell me.
Okay, so you get your phone. You get your phone, your Pixel 6. You install Graphene or Calyx OS, which you like more. How do you get a phone number? What's the next step?
You get a phone number. You can buy one at, try to go to a city. Find one of those, you know, Mint Mobile. You can go into T-Boost, you know, those little side, you know, mobile, small chain mobile centers. Or you can go to the airport and you can buy yourself a SIM card, you know. So the whole point is you want to buy this SIM with cash, you know. You don't want to give out your ID. You don't want to use your credit card. So in that sense, that's how you want to buy it. Because once you buy a SIM card that's already tied to your personality, you know, to your identity, you're already throwing away all the privacy on that phone specifically. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be monitored or surveilled. It just means that, you know, everything you're doing is already linked up to that. So buy a SIM card with cash.
What if someone grabbed the SIM card and by mistake put it into their new Pixel 6? Is that Pixel 6 already tagged with that SIM card forever? Can you take it off?
Yeah, once you put it in there, it's going to send a signal out.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to register yourself. Yeah. Yeah, don't put your old SIM card into your new Pixel. No, don't do that.
Don't do that ever. Don't do that. Okay.
Go buy a new one with cash.
Yeah. Okay. Also, there's different types of SIM cards. Some SIM cards take more, you know, they harness more information than others. Some SIM cards are more, from what I understand, more clean per se. Right?
I don't know if I can answer that. No, I'm not sure. I just buy whatever SIM card I can get. You know, I don't need much. You know, give me something that, you know, it can last me a month. Something I can top off with cash also.
What I'm saying is, like, is there a possibility of getting SIM swapped with the SIM card you bought at the airport?
Well, the only way you can get SIM swap is somebody already knows your physical number, and they will have to, if you're buying that SIM card from the airport, it's not tied to you at all. Yeah. So how is someone going to be able to SIM swap it? Who are they going to call and say, hey, you know, I bought this SIM card. Maybe they can, you know, kind of like, you know, turn it off. But I've never heard of anything like that. I heard of people getting SIM swap, you know, with like Verizon, AT&T, you know, it happens a lot.
So you buy the SIM at the airport, who's your mobile carrier?
But that's one thing about SIM swap. Yeah. Don't use any services that do two-factor authentication with SMS. Don't do that.
No SMS. 2FA, guys.
Yes.
Not at all. Okay, so where do you actually get you get the SIM, so you're getting it, so for a phone company is going to give you a phone number when you buy that SIM.
Yes.
Okay, but I do know that there's like, you can get phone numbers in Russia, for example. There are places online.
Yeah, there's Silent.link. They sell eSIMs. You can buy, right now, actually, they have US SIMs now. So you can buy like a SIM card from the UK, one from Europe somewhere, and you can have those numbers. If you're traveling, it makes sense to use them. But here for the United States, you can go into like any major city and you can buy a SIM card with cash.
Right on, right on. So, okay, so you're into phones. What's next for you? Like, whoa. What's geeking you out? Now you already dominated phones. You understand phones. Where are you going to next?
I'm going to build services. You know,
nice.
You know, build clean services. Doing some projects. So right now I'm part of the Running Doja project. So
oh, nice.
Bitcoin full node. You know, they focus on Samurai Wallet. So that's my focus, to work more in the Bitcoin community.
Right on, man. So the main message here, guys, is don't get intimidated, right?
Yes. Yeah, don't be afraid to get into privacy. Don't be lazy and, you know, just follow the instructions that are there. You don't have to be a programmer. You just have to Graphene OS has a web installer. You can try, but I have many people tell me they had issues with this. So the best thing is just follow the normal command line install.
So when someone is doing this, when they download Graphene into their computer or Calyx OS, would you recommend them to do it through like privacy in a private way? Correct, right?
They can
use download it through Tor.
You can do through Tor. You can do through VPN. You know, there's a mobile VPN. You know, Proton VPN is another one, but I would use the former.
Movat.
Yes.
And Movat is cool because they don't take identifiable.
You can pay them with cash. You can send them cash in an envelope. They take payment like that.
And so they take Monero too.
Yeah. They.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Movat because they don't take any identifiable information. The number they give you is your login and your membership.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're pretty privacy-centric company, so yeah, I like them a lot too.
Guys, this is great. I love talking to you, dude. Jam-packed to the point. Thank you. I really appreciate you. And where can people find out more about your work and follow you?
I'm taking a year off Twitter. You can find me on Telegram. I'm like Will with the zero on Telegram. So
nice. Well, thank you very much for being with us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for
explaining all this, because people can mystify things and get intimidated by things that they shouldn't be.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's not rocket science most of the time.
It's not rocket science. It's only phones, guys. Relax.
Take it easy.